Well, watch this. People say, they always come to me and say, oh, my lifestyle is so terrible and stuff like that. I always tell them, if it was so bad, you see that place over there with those tombstones? That's where you would be, right? So y'all are doing something good. Matter of fact, I need to sit down and listen to you all, because I'm sure you have many experiences to share of some things that work and didn't work. So I figure what we're going to do is we're just going to learn together. Is that okay? And then if you have some pointers, some things that are of interest and may be helpful, feel free to just raise your hand and we'll make our way to it and get to that there. So before we begin, I just want to say a little prayer and then we'll get rolling. Let us pray. Look at that. It was so cold. I left my hat on. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the time that you've given us here to just come together and fellowship. Pray that you may bless our little time here. May it be worthwhile. May we be encouraged and reminded of just little things we need to do to glorify you. Thank you again for this chance. Open up our hearts and minds to be willing and receptive. In your name we pray, Jesus, and everybody says, amen. All right. Who is here for the first time? One, two. Okay. My name is Nice Collins, as he mentioned here. And we have a consulting group. It's called Sanare Life. Everybody can see that there. Sanare Life. So I want to thank you all for having us here to share. That's my wonderful wife over there, Nadine. So if the food tastes good, she did it. If it tastes bad, blame me. We'll be leaving. We'll be leaving tomorrow. No problem. And so we want to thank you all for that chance and, Pastor as well for giving us the opportunity and Sister Pastor. They don't call you Sister Pastor? All right, good. I'm the first. All right. As you know, a pastor is as good as his wife, yeah? So they all work together. So thank you all for the chance to share. So before we begin, I just wanted to rehash real quick on some of the items that we discussed yesterday. We remember ultimately that healing only comes from who?
God,
okay? Water's good, carrots are good, all these things are good, but they have no healing power in and of themselves. If that was the case, if carrots could heal everybody, then we just go to every hospital and give them what?
Carrots.
And everybody should just go, ooh, I'm healed. But it doesn't work that way. Yeah? However, will they get better? Yes, these things will happen. But what we realize, there's three parts to health. And on the front of your package there, it shows you that there's the what part of health? There's the physical, the body, what else?
The mind.
And the spirit. So all three of them work together. Okay? All three work together. And today we're just going to take a quick little look. If you open up your package. So this is 24 days. This is a program that we've been using to help people develop healthy habits. We're not trying to change their whole lifestyle. We just want them to make one choice. So for those who wasn't here yesterday, go, or everybody, go with me to page 2 on the first book. It's a program guide. Page 2. Y'all remember we did the test? It's the almond trout. What was the habit that you chose?
To get outdoors more.
All right. So she chose that, hey, I'm going to focus on getting outside more. Even though it's cold, it's crucial to get outside. That sunlight plays a part in our health. And also there's something that you feel, you know, when you get outside, even though it's cold, it kind of what? Livens you up a little bit, right? Instead of being in that bed all day, stuck like this, right? So getting outside is crucial and it's very good. A lot of people don't realize that that's where you get some of your vitamin D from. But what they don't realize is that that cholesterol sits under your skin and then that sun comes, hits that and converts some of that to vitamin D. So if people are dealing with cholesterol, you better get outside. And let the sun help you with that process a little bit as well. So it's very, very good for that. So that was your goal. Let's see. Sister Brooke, what, did you choose a goal yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you choose a goal? You wasn't here yesterday?
You
chose a goal? All right. So he chose that he's going to focus on drinking more water. Who remembers, for those that was here yesterday, what's the best sign you have drunk enough water? Or how much water should you drink, they say? They say 8 to 10. Some say take your body weight, divide it in half. That's just too complicated, right?
The lighter color of your urine is the better you are.
The lighter color of the urine, the better you are. So get it as pale as possible. You remember what somebody asked yesterday? What happens if the urine is white? What do they need to do?
Keep drinking.
Keep drinking and go immediately to the emergency room. All right, there must be a big problem. So the best sign is that you drink more water so the urine is what? Clear. Sometimes when we take medication, you notice that the urine what? Changes color. You ever notice when you take multivitamins, the urine changes color? You know what that means? That means all the vitamins are going straight out. Your body doesn't really need it. We're wasting money on these things. When, who remembers, what was the rule of thumb? For those who have that other book there, so what we're going to do, I know y'all came to look at a recipe or two, but we're going to do a little quick rehash. Go to page 97, 98. This is Pathways to Health and Healing. Let's go to page 98, actually. And you got it. Right there in the bold text in the first column, what does it say? You see that little highlighted part, right, where it says those what? Those foods. What should we choose, everybody? The food. So if you want a specific vitamin, what should you choose? The food that what? Has the vitamin. Yeah, anybody ever took vitamin C pill tablets or something like that? And the urine starts to change. That means the body is putting it back out. You're actually putting more pressure on your kidneys and stuff because now it has to what? Filter all of this stuff. But let me ask you a quick question. Anybody ever splurge on a couple of oranges? You ever splurge? Instead of one, you ate like three? What happened to the color of the urine? Let's say you splurge on any fruit. The color of the urine is clear. Why? Because it is letting go of the what? The water, but absorbing the what? The vitamins and minerals. Are you following me here? So it's just simple things that happen on a daily basis that we just got to give an eye to and pay attention to. Listen to your body. Your body will tell you how these things work. So look what it says. Those foods should be chosen that best supply the elements needed for what to your body? Building up your body. We cannot safely be guided by the what? As it says right there, on the first column, we cannot be safely guided by the customer society. Good to see you. So watch this. Who remembers the rule? When everybody's doing one thing, what should you do? Do the opposite. Don't follow them. I know all your friends and your family is like, this is amazing. Say, good for you. Not for me. Why? Because society will always go contrary to the principles of God. Okay? So let's go over to page 99. Remember, what's the original diet that God gave us? The big bold text there on page? Grains, fruits, nuts, and? Veggies. They give us energy and a bigger of intellect. If you want clarity of mind and stuff like that, please go ahead and stick to the basics. All right? Now today we're going to do one or two things. We may use another item, but we'll share with you where they're from and how they're helpful for you. So there's this thing that says, always keep it simple. Just keep it simple. Keep it simple. If I was to share with you and try to cook for you or how I eat, many people probably wouldn't. Because me, I'm okay with just brown rice and beans. I'm okay with just potatoes and beans. I like my diet to be very what? Simple. Me, because I'm not a super fan of veggies, but I still gotta eat them, I just take the spinach instead of like making a big salad and just delaying the pain. I just take a big handful and I just eat it all. I just want to get it out the way because I'm eating it because I know it's what? It's good for me. All right? So try your best to stick to these things. But I realize some people need time, they need transition, stuff like that. So I'll make some cheese for them and I'll do different items. But normally at home, we just keep it very, very, very simple. Some good bread, some good soup. You know what I mean? If you have these things, you'll be doing just fine. All right? So always remember to keep it as simple as possible. Ryan, did you choose any habit yesterday? What? He was too busy. We got to get this man to choose a habit. James, you chose one? Which one you chose? Reconnecting with family. That's crucial. Because you remember, look at number 6 on the questions. Social support and what? Interaction. Having a good support system plays a part. But sometimes our family drive us crazy. And unfortunately, sometimes we may have problems not because of Burger King or McDonald's or stuff like that. Sometimes we may have problems because of living with what? Anger. And what was that?
Anxiety.
Because of what your cousin did to you a long time ago. So we need to reconnect and just love them, ask them for forgiveness. Forgive them, even if they didn't do anything to you, right? Just ask them for forgiveness anyway. Because your body doesn't know how to handle what? Stress. And there's a lot of people who have situations that happened in the past and they're under stress. Yeah, they're living life, but they're under worry and guilt and all these things. So that's why, you know, you need to make it a habit. And it's not going to be a habit just, oh, hey, I forgive you, all right. Because you know what happens? Sometimes when you forgive people, the adversary will come and he'll bring that thought back to you again. And you just got to keep doing it. You got to practice. You have to make a habit of forgiveness. A habit of thinking positive thoughts. So what I'm going to do, we're going to take a quick look. Turn to page 5. Turn to page 5. So every day we want to encourage people to take 10, 15, 20 minutes out of their day and focus on reestablishing that habit. So if you notice on day number 1, there's 3 things you have to do. One of those things is focusing on the what? On the exercise or focusing on the body, right? Look at the next part. Another part is focusing on your what? Mind. And watch this. People say, it says, watch iHeal DVD, Understanding Depression. That's this 3rd DVD over here, right? Understanding Depression. Now, a lot of people say, I'm not dealing with depression. But I say, it's good for us to understand how depression works. Because nobody just wakes up one morning. Look at Brother Jones. He ain't come again. You have to send me your address. I'm going to pay Marvin a visit. All right? you don't just wake up in the morning with depression. It happens what? Piece by piece, little by little. It'll be a simple thought. Let's say your goal was to get outside. That thought will come by your head. Oh, it's not worth it today. It's cold. You don't really need it. That little thought. And if we don't stifle that thought, we end up staying inside. And then the next day is like, oh, you don't need to call nobody. And slowly but surely, you isolate yourself and start thinking about who? So, all right. How many of us promise not to take this the wrong way? Let me see a show of hands, what I'm about to say. It depends on what I'm going to say, huh? No, I'm going to share with you what they categorize depression as. All right. None of y'all rose your hands. I don't care. I'm going to share with you anyway. Look at this. You know what category depression is under when we look at different diseases or problems of the mind? Does anybody know what category of disease they put depression under? Nobody's answering. No problem. They consider depression to be a self-centered disease. Now, wait a second. Don't leave out of here. And you know somebody who's dealing with depression, and you tell them what? You're self-centered. No. That's not the way to do this. But let's just understand this problem. When a person's depressed, who are they thinking about? And what are they thinking about themselves? How many things have happened to who? And why did this happen to who? And why didn't I do this? Because they did this to who? To me. Remember we talked about this yesterday. Many great men and women of God, a lot of them fought with what? Depression. Jeremiah, he was like, I'm not worthy. I don't know what to do. He was only thinking about who? Himself. Who else? David. Who? Moses. Man, why'd you give me that? I don't know what to do. You know, David thinking about all that he did. But watch this. Once we start thinking about who? God. And then start thinking about who? Others and how you can help. Now you take away that cloud that focuses on who? On myself. So do we tell somebody who's depressed they're self-centered? No, but we have an understanding of it. So when these thoughts start happening to us, who do we need to call on? God to help us. So that's why DVD understanding depression is crucial. When you're dealing with habits, like we all know, we talked about this yesterday. Everybody knows that what's good for them? Water. So when that thought comes to you and says, ah, water's not that important, what do you need to do? Yeah, drink more water. You need to nip it in the bud early. Early. And now you can start being able to stick to your habits. So when the new year comes, everybody makes their resolutions. I encourage y'all to make your resolution right now. Because human nature, what's going to happen? We're going to fall a couple of times. So by the time New Year gets here, we'll be off and running. Okay? So we know that this stuff is good, but we have to fight those thoughts that tell us, don't worry about it, it's not important, because it is important. And then what's the last part of every day? We want to focus on the what? Spiritual tasks. So look at this. Look at that day number one. List 10 things for which you are thankful for and expound on why you're grateful for each item listed. Meditate on that list throughout the day. Once you start counting your blessings, sorry, if you want to be selfish, but count the blessings that God has given you. Because once you start counting them, you're like, oh my goodness, I am blessed and highly flavored. No, favored, of course, right? You start thinking about all of the good things that happened to you, okay? And how you can start helping others. Anybody? What is something that you're thankful for?
My family.
You're thankful for family.
I talked to two of my oldest and my youngest daughter, both of them. We had nice conversations on the phone this morning.
Beautiful, beautiful. Anybody else something you're thankful for?
Family also.
Family also? Is that your boyfriend next to you? All right. Amen.
My daughter and my husband.
Your daughter and your husband. I saw the Brooks today at Dollar Tree. One of my favorite supermarkets. No, really. I'll tell you why in a little bit here once we get rolling here. Anything you're thankful for?
Family and children.
Yep. All right. So watch this. Everybody, once you follow these steps, I need you to start a journal, right? So you notice what it said, list 10 things for which you're thankful for. However, family is just one of those things. Don't put my mother, my father, my friend, my sister, my brother, 10. Woo, I'm done. No. If you want to list them, then you could put family and then list them this way, across. But they're still what? Material possessions, they're what?
One.
So if you want to be thankful for your house, food, and all that other stuff, great. If you want to be thankful for health, that's just one. Once you get to number 5 or 6, you're going to start digging what? Deeper of the things that you are grateful for. And once you start being grateful for these things, then you can rise above many of these situations. So here's what I want to do real quick. I want us to go right here. Right here. Dr. Arnold, 24 realistic ways to improve your health. And I want to show y'all something because y'all thought I was making up this stuff. So you could gently take this book out. And I want you to turn with me. So every day that you're following the program, you're going to have a little task to do. You notice on day one, it was read the chapter on exercise. And I want us to turn to page 16. All right, so just this little book, page 16. And I want to show you, yep, go right over the first book right there. Page 16, and look what it says here. What's the chapter on? Healing emotions. Look what it says. Positive emotions have what kind of power?
Healing
power, because all good comes from who?
God,
all right? Therefore, it makes sense to do what, everybody? Cheerfulness, optimism, and what?
Hope.
Anybody, you notice something here. It didn't just say have cheerfulness, optimism, and hope. It says we should what?
Cultivate.
What does that mean to cultivate?
Make an effort.
You got to work at it. So the effort, working at it. What were you saying, Cam? Cultivate?
Yeah, cultivate.
All right. When you think of cultivate, what comes to your mind, you think of working the field, right?
Yeah.
Or your gardening. Or gardening. And when you think of that, is it easy just to plant a couple of...
No.
Sometimes you gotta dig, sometimes you hit rocks, and sometimes you gotta work it. You gotta work at it. Cheerfulness, optimism, and hope doesn't just come like that. You have to start training your mind. So the next time you walk in the house and you hit your toe, before you say some other words, you need to say, thank God for the pain in my toe. Now, why should you be thankful for the pain in your toe?
Because if you didn't feel the pain.
All right, you're alive to feel it. What are you saying?
You've got a toe.
You've got a toe?
There you go.
Watch this, y'all. Some of the clients that we work with, it's really hard for them to cultivate this. Why? Because they feel the pain. But when they look down, there's no toe. When they feel the pain in their foot and they look down, there's no foot. They feel it in their leg. When they look down, there's no leg. Some of them have, they've cut off their toes. They've cut off the foot. Some of them have big time amputations, but they still feel the what?
Pain.
So now I hit my toe. I hit my toe again. I'm like, thank you. Thank you. Because it is crucial. Look at this. Let me just go down real quick. Dr. Jonas and the colleagues at National Center for Health and Statistics in Atlanta, Georgia, found that of those men and women studied, the most what? Relaxed and who? Also had the lowest risk of developing who? Yeah, I didn't hear that. Did it say those who are vegan, vegetarian?
No.
No. But is that helpful? Yeah, but it said those that had the what? That were more relaxed and what? Cheerful. Why does the Bible? Science is now proving the Bible. We already knew it was true.
Yeah.
But science is catching up and they're saying, wow, look at that. These people who are always, what does the Bible say? A merry heart doeth good like what?
Medicine.
That's why, if y'all remember Paul had a rough life. But he says, and all these things, I'm joyful, I'm thankful, I count it a blessing for being shipwrecked, for being beaten, for these people trying to take advantage of me. It's a blessing. Why? Because he knew that if he had a cheerful spirit, it would help him. Look at this. A major risk factor for stroke and coronary disease. An atherosclerosis risk in communities study, Dr. Williams and colleagues at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia, found that individuals less than what? 60 years old who had the lowest traits anger scores had only one-third the risk of stroke compared with those with higher anger scores. Man, we got to pray for patience and kindness and all that good stuff. Let me just jump over to the next page. Second paragraph where it says positive emotions. Y'all see that? Page 17, positive emotions actually help bring more what?
Blood
to the what?
Heart muscles.
Anybody who their heart is not working properly? Just got to start thinking good things. In fact, Dr. Gullett and the colleagues at Duke University Medical Center in North Carolina found that patients with coronary disease had only what? Half the risk of reduced blood flow to their heart muscles during times of low tension, frustration, and what else? Sadness compared to times with high levels of these emotions. You ever notice, unfortunately, sometimes when people have been married for 30, 40 years and one of the spouse passes, what happens shortly after? The other one goes. Sadness. And who?
A broken heart.
Alright, promise y'all still gonna be friends after I share this. Y'all ready for this? You know how we interpret things as loss. God encourages not to interpret it that way. Because when you say that you have lost, that means you had owned. You following me here?
Yeah.
But all that we have belongs to who?
God,
he just blessed us with that individual.
That's
true. Are you following me here?
Mm-hmm.
So when the house goes or the car goes and stuff, you just say, hey, Lord, thank you for lending it to me. This is a tough one, but when the husband or the spouse or the children go, it's hard. And that's why we got to start practicing. We have to cultivate it in our minds. So when the time comes, your default thought will be, thank you, Jesus. So when the spouse goes, you say, thank you for allowing me to learn and to be in their presence for 40, 50 years. Are you following here?
Yes.
So now it's not a moment of loss, but it's a moment of thanks. Easier said than done, huh?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Easier said than done. But we can do it. We can do it. Because you don't own anything. All that you have belongs to who? God. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, we can gain the victory over these things. Here it is. I'm going to wrap it up. Here on the... Let me go all the way over. Look at this. Page 18. Page 18. Go to the last paragraph where it says optimism. Everybody see optimism?
Optimism.
The second to last paragraph where it says can even. Everybody see that?
Yes.
Optimism can even improve outcomes in the cases of what?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I was making this stuff up. Even in a case with cancer, those who are optimistic, look at this. Dr. Levy and the colleagues at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine found that breast cancer survivors who were most optimistic were more likely to be alive after 4 years than were pessimistic patients. Further researchers at the University of California at Los Angeles surveyed 649 oncologists and found attitudes of what? Hope and to be the most significant, are you hearing this? The most significant factor in the successful treatment of more than 100,000 patients. Dr. Pert and her colleagues at National Institute of Mental Health found that monocytes, which are what cells? White blood cells sensitive to neuropeptide chemicals produced and concentrated in the brain's what system? Limbic system. Y'all gotta have me come back. I'll spend some time talking about the limbic system that deals with emotions and all of these items. When you do what you know is right, the limbic system stays open and it sends good signals down to the body. But when you do what is not right, like unforgiveness, anger, resentment, grudges, lying, the system does what? Closes and says, hey, I don't know what to do in this situation. You know it ain't right. And it sends what kind of signals down? It sends stress signals down to the body. So look what it says, in the brain's limbic system, the center that controls emotions. So watch this, look at this. Additionally, Dr. Barnes and colleagues at the University of Florida and University of Miami in Florida observed greater activity of natural killer cells, white blood cells known to destroy cells among the women who were most what, everybody?
Optimistic.
All right, that's enough of that. The class is over today. You see? That's good. Y'all gonna be some helpful people here. Those who laugh. The others are like, what? You see? That was just a test today. Those who smile was like, hey, no problem. We got food at home. You tricked us, but that's on you. You have to deal with the Lord. You see that? So you have to have, cultivate a good attitude. So, any questions in regards to that?
No.
No? If you have that.
Now I know why I don't have to take any
medicine. Amen. There you go. So now as a result, you don't have to take any medicine by God's grace. So I need you now to go out and share the good news. Help others to have that positive emotions and a positive outlook on life. So what we're going to do today, we're going to do a couple of quick recipes. If there are no questions to that, then we're going to do some menu planning. And then we're going to taste and see, okay? So I want us to open up once again. At the very back, you're going to have a recipe book. When we look at a lot of problems, because we also have to take care of our physical health, right? So when we look at a lot of problems, we notice that there are certain things in our diet that plays a big part.
Where is it? I need one of them. Yeah, I'm going to need this one as a demonstration. But not now. I just need one to cook.
All right. So we notice there's a lot of things in our diet that play a big part in our health. Okay? Because we have to do our part. You can think positive all you want. But if you're not eating good food, the body's like, great. I'm glad that you believe it. You don't have, here you go. Just pass that back there. That means somebody took one. They borrowed it. Or they actually bought it. They just didn't send us the money yet. Yeah? So I got to find a way to, to not stress myself out. But all of you as well, on that last one, you should have a DVD with a pretty decent picture of this guy called Nice Collins on the back. And if you don't have it there, you don't have it there? I wonder if we took it out. I think we took it out. Oh, the DVDs. Yeah, back at the house, I think, if we took it out. All right. If you don't have the DVD, we'll make sure to put it in there as well. So what we're going to do, we noticed that one item plays a big part in our diet. Anybody has allergies? Anybody know anybody with flare-ups and stuff like that? A matter of fact, allergies, a lot of people have allergies, they just don't know it. They just take it for granted. Something as simple as headaches. Where's, Rob is not here. He took off. Okay. Has he shared it with everybody before? Yeah. Like, Rob Ibinescu. Ibinescu. I gotta get it. He was sharing that for many years he was having headaches and migraines. And he didn't realize that once he held off on using cheese or even milk, and he cut it out like the yogurts and stuff like that, the headaches went away.
My sister quit drinking milk and quit eating milk.
And it went away just like that. So a lot of times we take these things and we just say, hey, this is just a part of life. I just have a migraine problem. I just have this problem. But we don't have to have these problems. Yeah? Many of us could get over these items. Here it is. We saved the whole VIP section there for the Allen family. All right. Come on. For Allen.
A few years ago, I went through the depression.
Okay.
Everything that had been said or done to me for 50 years started coming out.
Wow. Did you hear that? Sister Brooks was mentioning that several years ago.
But it's been a few years.
A few years ago, she was dealing with depression, and a lot of the things that happened a long time ago started to come back. And that's why we have to, on a daily basis, clear that slate and say, look, I got to make it right. I got to forgive them. Hopefully they can forgive me. Because when it sets in on you, it's like an avalanche. It all comes back.
Well, I told my brother, my family has been trying to get together every year. Our parents both dead. And we had been together, and my brother told me, he said,
I'm listening.
You need to see a doctor. He said, you're depressed. And all I knew is I was just plain mad.
You were just mad, huh?
And I was taking everything out on my husband. When I'd ask him something, he'd say, I can't remember. That happened 50 years ago.
Amen, amen. Is that little mark there on Brother Brooks? Did you hit him right there in that little area? Amen. I hope you were gentle on him. But she was able to start slowly but surely get through some of these items, and by God's grace, you're here today. You're still kicking.
To start with, I did have to take Zoloft.
You have to take some medication. And that's why yesterday, if you mentioned, we are not telling anybody to not take medication. We're saying do what you can on your behalf first. Let your doctor know what's going on. And when things start to get better, when things brighten up, like even something as simple as chocolate. Chocolate gives us a good lift at first. But if you don't keep that high going, what happens? You come crashing back down. And so that's why we have to dig deep and start looking at some of the things that maybe in our diet, in our lifestyle, that's playing a part. So what I want to do is I want to concentrate on one simple recipe that plays a part. And we were just talking about cheese and basically milk. Let's see. James, can you grab a couple of them? The 24 days. All right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to share with you a simple recipe. Now, I've done this recipe a million times, so who's going to help me make this recipe? Any volunteers?
Now,
if
Karen's husband was here, he'd be good.
He'd be good? You gonna help as well? All right, so let's go ahead. Steven, you're going to run to the restroom real quick. You're going to rinse those hands. We're going to dry them up, and then you're going to come right back, all right? We got to wash it. And what we're going to do today is we're going to make what is known as Milky Way cashew milk. It's on page 8. Page 8. Milky Way cashew milk. Now, I'm going to share with you some other options because even us, we don't make this all the time. But there's many other options that you can do. All right, Milky Way cashew milk. And so once Stephen comes back, I'm gonna show you how you can make it in literally a couple of minutes. That should be good. Yeah, I was thinking that maybe share or something like that.
I've got a question for you.
All right, question.
I noticed over here in the almond milk, they have agave nectar. I've heard pros and cons on that. I used to use it because somebody recommended it to me, and then I started hearing a lot of negatives.
All right, hold on, y'all. We can't hear Sister
Armitrap.
Yes.
I started hearing a lot of negatives about it, so I stopped buying it.
All right. So we've heard negative things maybe about agave nectar. These days, you hear negative things about everything. So what I encourage people to do, it's always better to keep it real simple and use a natural sweetener. But if you notice, regular milk doesn't have a sweetener in it, per se.
Yeah.
Cow's milk.
I buy almond milk, but I always get the unsweetened.
The unsweetened one, so you can do that as well. They just add it to add flavor. And so I always say, if you don't want to use something, then what do? Don't use it. Yeah? Don't force yourself or whatever like that. When in doubt, they say leave it out. All
right,
so you're doing excellent. You can use maybe honey. You can use maple syrup. Do y'all get maple syrup over here?
Yes.
The trees? Do the trees? Y'all don't have maple trees over here. That's only up north a little bit, yeah?
Yeah, mine comes from up north.
Up north. So, all right, so let's come over here, Steve. And then what we're going to do is we're going to make the cashew milk. And here's what we're going to do. Let's grab that. We're going to take off the cover. All right, we're going to put that on top here. Put that on top of there. And what we're going to do is we're going to just take 1 cup of cashews. How many cups, everybody?
One.
1 cup. Here it is. Let me just show them. This is raw cashews, raw unsalted cashews. Somebody asked, can they use the roasted ones, the salted ones? I don't know how it's going to come out. I only know the raw ones. And so you can rinse them if you want. We're going to pour this in there. All right, so we're going to put that. Then we're going to add, what's the next ingredient? We're going to add some water. So grab the water and just pour up to my finger. All right, that's it. Now, in general, real quick, it says 2/3 cup and 3/4 cup. Don't worry about that. Just do 1 to 1. 1 cup of cashews, 1 cup of water. Does that make sense? Make it easier for yourself. Then what's the next ingredient?
A pinch of salt.
A pinch of salt. Can somebody tell me why are we adding salt?
It's unsalted.
It's unsalted. Yes. What else? A little flavor.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Who? It works like a nice little preservative. So once you make this milk, it'll be good in the fridge for about 3 to 4 days. Now, real quick, you don't want stuff to be in your fridge fresh for a long period of time, because what that means is something ain't right. They put something in there that not even who wants to have it. Not even a fungus wants it. You ever notice with like white flour and whole wheat flour? If you leave the whole wheat flour too long, what happens? Yep, the little mealbug, the weevils, all they get in there. But if you notice white flour, you can leave that for years. They go, they're like, mm-mm, that's constipation right there. They'll mess with it. But it's also been bleached and stuff. Literally, the animals will tell you what to do. Okay? So here it is. Just take a pinch. All right, very good. So we just add a little pinch. And then, what's the next ingredient? tablespoon of honey. If you want to use maple syrup, for some who don't have a problem, maybe agave. Some would use stevia. If you don't want a sweetener at all, then what do? Just skip. What we're using is cane juice crystals. It's basically not as processed as the white sugar, but also it's ideal if you just want to avoid this, you can. We're just going to put this in here, just add a little bit of flavor. So we're going to put 3 teaspoons. So you're going to put, just go over the top here, real close. 3 heaping teaspoons. There you go. There you go. Very good. Stephen, doing a good job, yeah?
Yes.
That's how I'm going to look when I get younger.
All right.
Hopefully. I'll find something to reverse the clock here. All right. So now what we're going to do is we're going to put the top on. I'm just going to make sure it's on properly. For those, when you watch the video and I'm making it, it's literally in front of the camera. We're going to do that in 1 second. When I made it, I turned it on, but this top wasn't on properly. So it like kind of spilled over. And from the corner of my eye, I saw the director. He was like, God. So I said, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the kitchen today. Sometimes you got to test the stuff to make sure it tastes good. And sometimes you make a mess when you're in the kitchen, right? And so the director was like, okay, keep going. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to turn it on. Right here. Turn that. All the way to the same. I'm going to put that up. Turn that one down. All right, now basically you just want to blend it so you don't hear the crackling anymore. When you hear crackling and stuff like that, that means that the cashews are still there, bits and pieces. The reason why we didn't add all 3 to 4 cups, one gentleman who was following the program, he added all the water, all the cashews. He was like, this recipe is terrible. And I was like, why? He's like, because every time I drink, I have to chew, you know, because the blade is not able to get that. Right here, we have what is known as cashew cream. All right, if you want to make an icing on the cake, you know, the icing is just oil and sugar or whatever it is. You can add more cashews, a lot more sweetener, and it gets really, really thick. A little bit of vanilla extract or something, or almond extract, and now you have a little icing on it. However, this is a rich icing. But the good news with this icing is that it'll be good for you and not eroding the teeth and the bones and no food coloring, anything like that. And if you did want to add a little color to it, just take a little beet juice. And you could do the red, or you could take the carrot, a little bit of the juice of the carrot, turn it orange. You could play around blueberries. What color will it be?
Blue.
Purple. How do we get the purple? You take celery juice. The celery juice and mix it with the blue, I think. The blue and green makes purple, right? Blue and red. So blue and red with the beet juice, you can do that. So now you have what? All natural coloring. That's simple, no? All right. What are we going to do? We're going to add 3 to 4 more cups of water. I already measured it. You can pour it all. All right. Now let's get that top back on. All right, and you know how to do it now. All right, now you can turn it off. Man's an expert now. Now real quick, this is a special blender. We want to thank Gabriel and Robert for lending it to us. It's a Vitamix. Yeah, it's a little bit more powerful. When you're doing nuts and making your own flours and stuff like that, you need something strong. I know those little Black & Deckers are cool, but they can't handle this stuff. I usually have to buy my mother another blender every couple of months, every year. So I just figured I'll just invest and get her something like that. But here it is. So what we have now is Milky Way cashew milk. All right. Simple enough? Now you can make your own milk. Any questions? Let's give Steve a hand. Thank you very much. You did very good. However, Steve, when you cook, you know you got to clean, right, brother? Amen. He was trying to get away without cleaning. Amen. Amen. Excellent job. Let's give him another round for cleaning. I literally think my mother had us just to clean, because once we clean and cook, once we became of age, she never stepped back in the kitchen. We did all the cooking, all the cleaning, man, my hands were, oh man, but watch this. I'm thankful that she did that, because I see kids who don't cook and clean, and when they become adults, I have some roommates in university, I'm like, how'd you get away with this? You know what I mean? And so, these things are good. However, don't ask Nadine if I'm always clean, all right? She'll tell you the truth. It drives her crazy sometimes.
Well,
so
yesterday I sent my husband in the kitchen to clean up after I was.
and that was a different story, yeah? So watch this. We have another recipe, because we just don't want to walk around and drinking milk all day. But let me tell you what the cashew milk is good for, okay? Cashews are very high in magnesium. What is it high in, everybody?
Magnesium.
Does anybody know what magnesium is good for?
Brain.
All right. For the brain. Got a little B vitamin up in there. What else? Magnesium is good for your muscles. All right. So watch this. Can somebody tell me what makes your veins and arteries? Muscles also play a part in this. So because magnesium helps to relax the muscles, when you use more magnesium, then a person who is dealing with high blood pressure, those muscles are what? Tense, right? And so when they have a gradual decrease, those muscles relax a little bit, along with potassium and stuff like that. And as a result, you have a gradual decrease. Somebody who was following the 24 days, one individual, she was like, the program doesn't work. And I was like, why not? She says, my blood pressure is actually going up. So I said, ma'am, how long you been following it? She says, I'm day number 2. I said, well, with an attitude like that, my blood pressure is going up, you know? So I said, well, you got to give it some time. I asked her, how long did she have high blood pressure for? And she had high blood pressure for 20 years. And she expected it to go away just like that. I said, sometimes the body fights through whatever new thing you're doing because it's tired of these fads, right? And so I said, let's do prophetic days to years. So if you had it for 20 years in the Bible, that would be what, 20 days? So I said, follow it for at least 20 days. And by day number 12, her numbers had come right back down to normal. Of course, she also made some adjustments in her diet. She called everybody she knows, asking them for forgiveness, and she started to get better. So the cashews will be very, very good for those dealing with blood pressure issues, those who have muscle pains and stuff like that. It will be good. Now, if I wanted to change this recipe and your favorite was almond milk, you buy almond milk, right? What do I need to do? Just put raw almonds. The only thing with the almonds that I usually don't like to make it for public presentations is because the almonds are a harder nut, yeah? And so it's a little more gritty, and then it has skin on it.
Yeah, the skin.
Yeah, so people say, well, what do you need to do? How do you take off the skin? So I said, all you have to do is get a big bucket and a knife and sit down, and while you're watching TV, peel all the almonds. No, of course not. Just pour some hot water over it. Pour some hot water over the almonds, and the skin will come right off. But I always tell people, don't take off the skin. That's fiber, that's roughage, that keeps things going. And literally leaves you with good appointments at your GI specialist, you know? And I learned something a long time ago when my mother had cancer. She changed her diet, and everything we started to eat all of a sudden was rough. Like hard food, you know what I mean? Cauliflower and broccoli and whole wheat bread and all this stuff. I learned something. When stuff goes in rough, they usually come out soft. Yeah, I got to think about that one. Did you get it? Yeah, I got it. When stuff goes in what? Rough, they usually come out. I know we had a cooking class and we don't want to be talking about this stuff. But if you ever been to your GI specialist, your doctor, yeah, who deals with the gastrointestinal area, they usually ask you, how does it look? How does it come out? Do you have a problem? Do you have a floater or a sinker? I'm like, doc, would you like some? And you know what they say?
Yes.
Yeah. We need a what?
Sample.
I need a sample. So please, let's talk about it now so we can make that appointment much easier. Leave the roughage on the food. It's good for you. Because if you eat stuff that goes in smooth, sometimes it what? Sometimes it doesn't come out. And so that's a whole nother problem, right? So please allow things to go in rough and let them come out smooth. So almonds is good for cholesterol. So a person who has high cholesterol, what are you going to encourage them to make? Almond milk. Cool? Which nut looks like the brain?
Walnut.
You can make walnut milk for somebody dealing with depression, anxiety, stress, and stuff like that, so they could get their B vitamins. B vitamins is good for the
brain.
Does that make sense? Any questions? All right. I want to show you something real quick, because sometimes we all don't have time to be going and making milk, milk, milk every day. And usually that milk doesn't last too long because everybody does what? They drink it up. The only catch with this milk is it settles. That's a good thing. When regular milk settles, that's a bad thing. But this milk settles because it hasn't been processed. So when you see it in the fridge, you just have to mix it up real quick. But sometimes you may not have the time. And you know what I found? I found a really, like one of the best brands out there for like really cheap. Usually they say living a healthy lifestyle is expensive, right? That's not true. God's message will be accessible to who? To everybody, right? So surprisingly, if you looked at the soy milks in the stores, they're good, but they have like 12, 13, 14 ingredients, right? I found one of the best soy milks is the West soy milk, because it only has like 4 or 5 ingredients. Yeah? And if you notice, they're vacuum packed and stuff like that, so you don't have to keep it in the fridge until you open it. I found this milk where?
Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree. Like Dollar Tree. How much does a half a gallon of soy milk cost you? Hey. You want some soy milk?
Oh.
She's happy. Actually, she's like, yeah, I'll take that.
I'll take that with
So watch this.
$1.99.
You get the almond milk at Aldi's for $1.99, but a half a gallon usually at some of the bigger supermarkets are what? Over $3 and stuff. Two of those make up a half a gallon. So as a result, you only pay $2 for a half a gallon. And you have less ingredients.
You know what?
Yes.
When I got acquainted with soy milk, it was the old
nice. Yeah, oh, you're sorry.
And I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either. When my mom first bought soy milk and she tried to actually make it, we drank it and we all immediately vomited.
I did.
No, but she did it from the actual soybean. And she just bought, yeah, yeah. So it was really weird and we were like, bleh. She's like, oh, I'm killing my kids.
You had to mix it.
Oh, the powder, yes, the soygen. Yeah, so finally we got used to it and we grew up and it turned out okay. But a lot of people are saying bad things about what?
Soy.
Soy.
Yeah, because of the genetically modified soybean.
And there's so many other things that are genetically modified. But watch this. I have a simple question for y'all. Because they say soy is now causing cancer and this and all this other stuff. When I hear bad news about God's products, I get excited. Like the other day they were saying almonds are no good because of radiation and all this other stuff. Man, some years ago I called my friend. I said, you heard the news? They was like, yeah. I said, you ready? He says, yes. I said, I'm ready too. We ordered like 50 pounds of almonds. Because when bad news comes out, what happens to the price?
It goes down.
I think the Lord in his wisdom allows these things to happen. But that's why we need to be sure of our principles. So we're not what? Swing and toss with the customs of society.
Well, that's why I switched from soy milk to almond milk, because I felt safer with the almonds.
All right, so and that's fine too. There's so many options. I never tell people they have to. For people who don't like tofu, I say no problem. Just give me your tofu.
That's right.
And they don't have to eat it. But there's nothing wrong if they don't want to use it. That's fine. But there's so many different options. There's almond milk. There's coconut milk. There's so many other options. But let me ask you one last question. When you think of soy or tofu, who uses the most soy and tofu in the world?
Chinese.
The Chinese and the Asians, right?
Asians.
Are you ready for this? What is the rate of breast cancer in China? Very low. But you know it's starting to increase. Because who's moving into China? The American industry is moving into China. The fast food restaurants, all these things. And now they're becoming overblessed and all of that stuff. They literally, I mean, I remember I went to a restaurant when I was in China and I was like, yeah, let me get the bean curd, which is tofu, right? And they brought the bean curd out, but it had pork and all this other stuff in it. Because they put tofu in what?
Everything.
And I'm like, man, if these people are still alive, you know, what's the problem here? Actually, what soy has is called phytoestrogen. And they automatically think, oh, because it has phytoestrogen, it works like estrogen, but it actually doesn't. It does the opposite. All right? So this is only a dollar. You found the almond milk, half a gallon? At Aldi's for only $1.99, so the same price. But the ideal way is what? Just go ahead and you could probably even, what, make it yourself. Any questions?
They have an organic one, which is higher. I'm not buying organic.
Yeah, me neither. The other day I was in New York, I saw a dry cleaner, and it says, we use organic chemicals.
Really?
What?
It is
true. Everything is organic, you know. So I can't keep up with that. And if you notice, we don't come here and promote, oh, you must only eat organic. And, you know, my mother, the other day, she tried to buy some organic broccoli. She's retired, and in New York, I keep telling her she got to get out of New York. It's expensive. She tried to buy organic broccoli, and it was like $6.99 for just a, you know, a little bushel. I was like, Mom, if we're going to have to die eating regular broccoli, then bless it and eat it, you know, because there's just too much money. It's overpriced, right? And
because they're thick skin, you don't need to buy organic. It's the thin skin
thing. Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of things that we just, like you say, common sense, basically. So real quick, we're not just going to drink milk. We're going to make a cereal with it. Go to page 5 real quick. Page 5. And here it is. Everybody knows how to make granola, right?
No.
Amen. All right. Not everybody. You don't like the granola?
I do.
Oh. Now, real quick, granola is like the easiest thing to make. We shouldn't be buying cereal, even though we still buy it sometimes when we don't have leftovers and everybody eats it up from the class. So what I wanted to show you to do, you can follow that simple recipe. I just want to share with you something that really turned it around the corner for us with granola, because granola is usually heavy and all of that good stuff. What I like to do, you have the quick oats and the regular oats, right? So you see the recipe there. Basically, you take about a cup and a half or 2 cups of quick oats, 5 cups of rolled oats, and you mix those two together. Why are we mixing quick oats with rolled oats? Because the smaller one helps the granola to get clusters. Okay? So we mix those two together. Then we add some sliced what?
Almonds.
What are almonds good for again? Who remembers?
Cholesterol.
Very good. Also is good for the bones. So anybody want to have strong, healthy bones? Abraham, you want to have some strong, healthy bones? Yep. All right. So we're going to use some more almonds and coconut. Anybody know what coconut is good for? It's good for the memory. Also good for the muscles and the bones as well. Now try your best to find an unsweetened one. If you only find a sweetened shredded coconut, you just rinse it off. Okay. If you want to get off the excess sugar.
I like it.
Oh, you get them here?
She likes the cracker roll.
You like the?
I like it.
Oh, okay.
I like to eat it.
Yes, it's definitely a good one. I just haven't seen them around too much. And then you add some cane juice crystals, about a cup of cane juice crystals, and then a sprinkle of salt. If you notice on the recipe, what we did is we took sunflower seeds, a cup of sunflower seeds, and we took water and honey, and we blend it together. So that makes like a creamy paste, like how we did with the cashews. And you put that over the oats and you mix it all up together. We used to do the recipe and tell people it's best to do it with your what?
Hands.
But I was doing a presentation one time and somebody came up to volunteer. I told her, wash his hands. But you know how some people have hair everywhere? Like here, go here, here, here. And so he came up. We didn't have no gloves. I was like, oh, Lord. And he was like, he was adding all kind of extra ingredients. He was calcifying it, yeah?
Oh.
And everybody, I was looking across and everybody's stomach was like, and I'm like, amen. Thank you so much for doing such a good job. Your gift today is the granola you made. And he was like, yeah, honey, we're going to eat this. She was like, I ain't eating that one. So watch this. Or if you want to do a shortcut, I found a secret ingredient. It's not a secret anymore. Coconut milk. Because normally the majority of granolas that you buy in a store, they use oil and lots of oil. So it's actually, some people think granola is healthy, but it's even fattening because of the oil that they use, right? And oil and a lot of sugar. What I realized, if you take coconut, yeah, it's ideal the way Sister Brooks would like it. But if you can find it in the can, that's fine too. You open this up and pour this over instead of oil and stuff. And now you get beneficial properties. I use the whole can. The whole can. And even they sell these now at Dollar Tree.
Oh.
Here's how it looks. Yeah, but this one is this is the new one they're putting out now. So this is Azul coconut, and it only has two or three ingredients. A lot of times when you buy coconut milk, they have four or five ingredients, but this one, I'm just shocked that Dollar Tree is literally, it's Dollar Tree. Yes. So I was in, where was I? Virginia Beach. Virginia Beach, where the headquarters of Dollar Tree is. So we're going to be going back. I'm going to go back and I'm going to petition them and say, hey, you need to work with us here. We're promoting you. Maybe we'll be, they'll be our sponsor. No, because we're going to show you today literally how you can eat on a budget. But of course, if you can make it fresh yourself, that's ideal. But I realize reality hits us and we got to work and all of these things. So this is cool, no? So you just pour this whole thing in, mix it, leave it in the oven on low heat for about 200 overnight. But wait a second. That's if your oven, when you put it on 200, it really is 200. You know how sometimes we have ovens, we put 200 and it means 400. You know, sometimes they throw, you remember the old school ones? But everybody's rich now, so we got the ones that does the right thing. But yeah, you can do it overnight, or you can do it a little bit higher and mix it every 20 minutes. And then you have the granola around, sir? Let me see. Yeah. Oh, real quick, this is how it'll look when it's done. Can you see that? This is just the granola. You make a whole, huh? You make a whole bunch. You notice I put blackstrap on that recipe there? The reason I'm showing you all how you can fortify your cereal. You ever notice when you buy stuff, it says fortify with this, fortify with that? Hey, you got to watch out for this extra stuff they be throwing in there. You can now fortify it yourself. And how do you fortify it? Blackstrap molasses has a huge amount of calcium and iron. Do you see the bottle? I had a bottle. So watch this. And I'm going to answer your question. Blackstrap molasses has a what? A lot of what?
Calcium
and what?
Iron.
Two of some of the biggest supplements that a lot of people are taking now.
Yeah.
All you have to do is use that blackstrap molasses.
I don't like it. What about the unsulfured? Grandma's unsulfured.
Grandma unsulfured is good. It's just as good, but the blackstrap is triple. So you can use the unsulfured one, the regular one, that's fine too. Y'all know where that blackstrap molasses comes from, right? It comes from the cane. So what they do is they take the sugar cane and they press it, then they get the juice, and then you end up with evaporated cane juice crystals. Then they process this more and they separate it. And one part comes out this black sticky stuff, aka molasses, and the other part is the fine white crystals of sugar. You, anybody, any farmers here? No farmers? Look at that. We have that. Watch what they also used to do with the molasses. Because it was so nasty, they used to take the molasses and put it back in the feed. And give it back to the cows and the chickens and the horses. And they'd be like, all right, we'll take it. And you ever notice if anybody ate chicken from the farm, the bones in the chicken is different from KFC chicken. The bones on a farm, they like bite you back. It's all hard. Yeah. So they have strong, healthy bones. These cows walking around, you know. And our bones are what? Brittle, frail, and weak. Because the sugar makes brittle bones. So I say, hey, let's use the blackstrap molasses Thank you. You have, this is just a regular one. Guess where I found this? It sounds like I work for them, right? But watch this. Dollar Tree is cool, but you just gotta watch your numbers, your ingredients as well. Because look at this. This costs a dollar. But if you just get the regular molasses, maybe at Walmart or something, it's much bigger for like only $2 or $3. So you just have to know what your numbers are. But please don't waste your time running back and forth. I did that once. I was like, I'm saving 50 cents. Seriously? And I just grabbed it. So, but I was just shocked that they sell this now. Yeah, seasonings, beans and stuff like that. One rule of thumb, wherever there's a Walmart, there's a Dollar Tree around. All right? They are. Any questions?
What is that called?
This is just Golden Farms molasses unsulfured. You can buy grandma's molasses from Walmart. Many of the Publix. Did I see a Publix here?
Yes.
I saw a Publix here. We'll have regular molasses. If you can, try your best to get the black strap. That's a triple the amount.
Oh.
If you want to fortify with more calcium, you just add sesame seeds to your cereal. Vitamin E, sunflower seeds. So a lot of these things that we're taking as supplements, we can just get it in the food that we eat. All right?
Now, can I ask one question?
Yes.
About the sunflower seeds? Are the ones like you get in the package with the salt and stuff, is that good or no?
It's ideal to get it unsalted.
Okay, if I want to give it to a child.
What, sunflower seeds? Eat. Sunflower seeds?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they're growing up and they're chewing and stuff like that, yeah, you can find it. You just have to watch out that they're not too small.
That's the little boy that you met today.
Yes.
I'm trying to keep
them unsalted. You can get them without the shells because you don't want them to choke or anything like that.
Unsalted.
One person, they was like, man, it is true. Healthy food is cheap. And I was like, what do you mean? They said sunflower seeds are so cheap.
Yeah.
They're not cheap?
Yeah.
They're cheap in the shells. But watch this. Do you know they're even cheaper in the shells at a certain location? Watch this. One gentleman showed, he said, I could buy 20 to 30 pounds of sunflower seeds from the bird store. Can y'all believe that? And if somebody was like, no, it has chemicals and stuff in it. Well, if it had chemicals, who would die?
The birds.
Literally, he was showing I could buy so much sunflower seeds. But we just got to get it out of our head. We're like, wait, buying food from the bird store? Well, one person said, you eat like a bird, you look like a bird, all right? So for those who want to balance some blessings, then you can go ahead and make that adjustment. Any questions on that so far? Yes, go ahead.
When you said the coconut milk, what was it replacing in that recipe?
So basically, it replaced these wet ingredients like the water. I didn't put no oil on this one, but it replaced the water.
Okay.
And I replaced the sunflower seeds because, sunflower seeds have so many vitamins and minerals that if you eat a regular diet and sunflower seeds, you'll be taking in too many calories.
Okay.
So for people who goes to a plant-based diet and they're afraid, hey, I need to make sure I get all my proper vitamins and minerals, you can take a handful of sunflower seeds. It's booming with vitamins and minerals. Excellent question. Any other questions? All right, here it is. Here's our second to last recipe. And it's called the cashew cheese sauce. For those who are interested, you'll see some of the presentations here on the last DVD. And there's also another cookbook inside your package here, Dr. McDougall cookbook. Okay? McDougall cookbook. Excellent recipes. The only thing with the recipes, because he is so strict, like no oils, no salt. I'm like, man, I need a little extra flavor. So, you know. No. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's serious. But I actually bought a big thing of sea salt from Dollar Tree today. Yeah. They have a nice, good sized box. But salt, sea salt is cheap. I mean, Walmart is selling them for a dollar as well. So watch this. So you have extra recipes there. We're going to show you how to make the muffins, the pies, and all of that good stuff. Here it is. So here's the fine sea salt. The fine sea salt as well. The only thing is with regular with sea salt, it doesn't have iodine in it. So there's a lot of people, however, who go on no salt diets, and I kind of caution them on that, because when you go on strict no salt diet, you need a little bit of iodine. They wonder, and several months later, their neck is swollen, and they have goiters. Yeah. So because sea salt doesn't have iodine, just make sure you try to eat some seaweed or different items that may have it as well, or a little bit of the iodized salt. Okay.
What is the benefit of sea salt versus
It's almost like the white sugar and cane juice crystal. So it'll have more of the minerals in it, the trace minerals in it. It's not as processed as just the white, regular salt.
Now so it doesn't have a little bit. Salt,
yeah, so it's fine. The only thing with the sea salt, it just doesn't have the iodine, because the regular salt, they add it back in there. Yeah. So here it is. I'm going to just knock this out real quick.
Can I ask about Himalayan salt?
Yes.
Is that better salt for you, or the...
It has...
I think it is. I use it all the time.
Yeah, it has additional minerals. However, the pink Himalayan will require green dollars.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll charge you a little bit more, right? But it's good. So
well,
if you...
the iodine, then, because I'm trying so hard to get better with my diet, and I don't want to use like regular table salt, but I'm trying to raise two grandchildren on eating better. What do I do about their iodine if I use, because I really don't use that much salt.
Walmart and even I think Dollar Tree lately is now selling little seaweed packages. You know, they use them as little chips and stuff like that. Seaweed will have iodine. So you have a seaweed packet every couple of weeks, you're fine. Yeah, I know the seaweed, the little seaweed. Huh? It looks nice. But they're little ones. They're, to me, they're delicious. You have it with a rice, and you can enjoy. So real quick. They'll be in like the chips aisle or something like that, because they're like the new healthier options that people can do. Real quick, all I'm going to do is take 2 cups of cashews, raw cashews again. Now, just using cashews because that's what we had. You can make almond cheese if you want. You know what I mean? Then I'm going to add 1/3 cup of nutritional yeast flakes. Everybody know nutritional yeast flakes? They'll sell these at, I think it's the Fresh Market or your health food store around here. Kroger as well sells it. So this provides the vitamin B12. A lot of people who are plant-based, they say, oh, because you're not eating meat, you're not getting B12. But you get that right here. No, it'll be on the presentation there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you, it's only 1/3 cup.
I hear a lot of people have a problem with B12 shortage. Why is B12 seems to be separated from the other
B12 is produced by microorganisms, and they usually find them in your gut, in your digestive tract, or in trace areas in the oral cavity, right? So when you eat another animal, because they also have the microorganisms, you get the B12 from it, but you only need very little. So how do we get our B12? Well, we already have the microorganisms here, and we have them there, and they produce very little. Does anybody know how much B12 you need on a daily basis? It depends on the age. It also depends if you had a surgery or something like that.
More than 15 years, you need more than, I think, 15 times a day.
Now, that, yes, that is if they got you, if you don't mind, if they got you high. See, a lot of people go get B12 shots and stuff like that. It gives them a boost. The reason why it gives them the boost, because your body only needs, hey, if you want some more soy milk. Your body only needs 1 to 2 micrograms. So when a person gets a shot, you ever notice the commercials? They're like, man, I got my B12. They're just high. Because they've taken in how much? A whole bunch of B12. So we only need very little. Okay, so I always tell people when you go to sleep, hopefully if you get to bed on time, when you wake up in the morning, don't spit out. Take some warm water and take your natural supplement. Because they're in your mouth. They're in your oral cavity. But people who've had, and as Pastor mentioned there, people who have had digestive tract surgery and stuff like that, they have a problem with absorption and facilitating it. So they may need a supplement or, yeah. And you could get it there as well, but they hang out in your mouth. So go ahead and drink that nice marinated overnight saliva in your mouth and just take your natural supplement from the Lord, okay? Let me add real quick. I'm going to add a quarter cup of lemon juice. One third cup of red bell peppers. When anybody thinks of vitamin C, they normally think of what? Oranges. But did you know that the red bell pepper has four times the amount of vitamin C than an orange?
Wow. Well, onions.
They just did really good PR. But we're not saying oranges are bad. They have vitamin C, but not as much as this. Four times. Not the green one, not the orange one, not the purple, the pink, but the red one. If you ever notice, the green one, if you leave it on the vine long enough, it'll turn what? It'll turn red. The reason why they give you green ones almost for free. You ever notice in the supermarket? Two for a dollar. Three for a dollar.
Not around here. 69 cents for one pepper.
Yeah, that's for the green ones, right?
Yeah.
But you notice when you get to the red ones, one for $3.
Yeah.
Because it costs the farmer man more time to grow. And they lose a lot of money on this because now it reaches full maturity. So it doesn't last on the shelf. You ever notice the red ones, they be looking all tired, you know, wrinkled and stuff, and the green ones be there all brand new and shiny. That's because they're young and they don't know what's good for them. But
you can get them a little package and not so, and it's got one of these.
Yeah.
You can as well. The only thing I would say with a person with arthritis, they'll probably hold off as much as they can because this is a part of the selenine family, especially the green ones as well. But the red ones has a huge amount of that. So when cold and flu season comes around, what are you going to use a little bit more of? Red bell pepper. You see them on sale, grab them, cut them up and freeze them. What I put in here was the smoked red bell peppers because it adds a little more flavor to it. Okay? Anybody knows what? If a person has severe arthritis, it's part of the selenine family. But people who have arthritis that we work with, the first thing we do after prayer is we tell them to stay away from all animal products because the animal products has an item called echinocanoids. They produce echinocanoids and cause inflammation in your joints. And so that's why we encourage them to hold off. But once they hold off on animal products and they start walking, you know the worst thing a person can do with arthritis is what? Sit down. They need to get up and move because that's the only way that those nutrients get to those joints. Here's what we're going to add. We're going to add 2 teaspoons of paprika. Does anybody know what paprika is? It's dried red bell peppers. All right, so that's paprika. Then we put 2 teaspoons of onion powder. 1/2 teaspoon of garlic. And 3/4 tablespoon of sea salt. Then we're going to add some water. I'm not going to add a lot because I want it to be as creamy as possible. So I'm doing my best to keep it as creamy. right, look at that. I got a free taste. All right, so what we're going to do, do you have, you have a fork? So what we're going to do, you basically have, that's the nacho cheese. So when you all have people coming over, you want to do something, people are watching something and they want some chips. You can go ahead and make this as nice and creamy, as you can see there. I don't think I want this one. We'll eat it later. No, it's fine.
What is that now?
That's nacho cheese. So I'm just gonna put a little pinch. I always put less. It's always better to put less what? Less salt and work your way up.
Nice, you can also add a can of
Rotel
to that and make it spicy.
A can of?
Rotel tomatoes to it.
Okay, okay. So you can add some Rotel tomatoes as well, add a little extra flavor. What we're trying to do is just give that basic principle, and as was mentioned, you can add different things to liven it up a little bit. Last thing is, you can take rotini, so after you add the Rotel and stuff, you can take rotini spirals, you know, pasta?
Oh, yeah.
You cook it a little bit, al dente, meaning not too soft, you know, just before it's properly cooked. You take this, put it in a small casserole dish, pour it over, mix it, stick it in the oven. Then you pull it back out after about 30 minutes, and now you have mac and cheese pie or whatever. You could even do stovetop with this. You make the rotini, that's the spirals. And you can pour this over it, and now you have an all-natural, plant-based macaroni and cheese. Which will be good for your heart as well. Yes?
Have you tried the cheese that you can buy, like at Kroger and health food store?
They have diet cheese. Walmart now sells the chow cheese, which is a plant-based cheese, which is pretty nice. Only thing, it costs you like $6 for a small little pack like that. Yeah. But, yes, you have to make sure it's all plant-based. Here's the last thing. You have the knife here. All right, here's what we're going to do. Let's just say a little blessing. What we've done, you can take that cashew milk that we just had there and buy yourself some vegan carob chips, or if they have the vegan carob powder, carob, C-A-R-O-B instead of chocolate, and you can make a nice little hot chocolate. Yeah, which is all plant-based. It won't give you headaches because it's not chocolate. This is carob. You can also throw in carob chips when you're making your oatmeal cookies if you want that chocolate chip flavor. So what we've done, we've made that. We've added some coconut milk. And we have some carob, hot carob chocolate. Now real quick, it's not going to taste exactly like hot chocolate. Why? Because hot chocolate is hot chocolate. And chocolate, anybody ever taste chocolate in its natural form?
It's bitter.
It's terrible. It's unedible. The reason why chocolate tastes good is because they put so much what?
Sugar
and they add fat to it. Yeah, and they add a lot of fat to it, and that's why it tastes good. But at the same time, it may cause headaches and other problems like that. Another thing is that the cheese that we made is going to taste good. When you make it and you put it out on the table for people who are over, don't be like, this is the fake cheese, and here's the real one. What is everybody going to do? They're going on the real one. Just put it out there. Let them find out themselves. It tastes good. It's not going to taste exactly like grandma's. Why not? What did grandma put in hers? Fat back, She put a whole stick of what?
Butter.
She put three different types of cheese. So I heard sometimes they even put mayonnaise in it. I don't know why you're acting going, ooh, that stuff was good. You know, when we ate it, it was good. But at the same time, you felt your heart saying, oh, Lord, help me. You know, because it had so much. She even cracked a couple of what? Eggs. Yeah, I don't have mac and cheese the way Grandma did it here. All right. So this one is going to be a little bit lighter, though, and tastier. So let us do this. Y'all ready? We're going to say a little grace over it. We're going to say a little grace. And then I'm going to show y'all we're going to do the cereal, then we'll do the hot chocolate. Anybody know what this is? Artichoke. I call this the king of all veggies. I'm going to show you right now. So let me just say a little grace here. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for this time that you've given us. I pray that you may bless this, the little items that we have made. I pray that you may touch our taste buds to appreciate the simplicity and flavor. Lord, I know it tastes good. If they don't like it, no problem. Don't let them put the lips on it. I'll drink it later. In your name I pray. Amen. Let me get the, give them the other one first.
Please. Which one?
That this one is sweet. And then I'll throw off the taste of that.
The which one?
The, that one. Yes. I want them to have this first. Because that's sweet.
That's chocolate. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? When you have something sweet, then you won't.
No problem.
Sorry. All right. So they're going to pass that out right now. Let me show you how to do this. This is artichoke. A lot of us see it in the supermarket and we just walk right by it, right? It's actually very, 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 very good for you. I'm not going to come here and say it cures everything because healing only comes from God, but I can say that it helps with a lot of things. It helps with your blood sugars. Those who are diabetic, it has an item in it called inulin. What does it have, everybody?
Inulin.
Not insulin, but inulin, which is a carbohydrate that gently pulls down your blood sugars. It also works as a natural diuretic. So a person who is taking hypertensive medication usually has what in it? A diuretic. Yeah? This allows you to do that naturally. It also detoxifies your liver. So this is very, very good. So what you have first is the milk and the cereal. Milk and the cereal. Now real quick, a lot of times we're used to having cold milk. This milk is not going to be cold because we just made it. But you can enjoy it as well. So what you do with this, though, also because it cleans your liver and is good for the body, it is good for the what? For the skin. Here's how you do it. You buy this. You take about 2 layers off of the leaves. Okay? You see the leaves? Take about 2 layers off. You got to go all the way around. Be very careful because remember it's a... I call it the king of all veggies, and the king must wear a crown, and it has a crown, but the crowns are very what? They have little spines, little thorns in them. So I'll take off 2 layers. Now, don't throw these 2 layers away, because is this cheap?
No.
Sometimes they're like $3-4 each, right? Especially if you're getting them organic. And so if you throw this away, that's at least 75 cents. So save that. Then you get to this. Then you take a good knife, a sharp knife. But you have to be very careful because fingers are not a part of this recipe. You have to keep your fingers down. Nadine already cut it. And then you cut off about 1 or 2 off the top of it. Okay? About 1 or 2 off the top. Then you take this, you throw it in a pot with water. You put a little bit of salt or something in it. And take all of this after you wash it, probably put this in a pot as well. Because the water is going to pull some of the what? The nutrients out of it. And what can you do with that water?
Drink it.
You can drink that water. However, do not drink it before you get on the plane. Or you got to do a long drive. Because you're going to have to go to the restroom a couple times. All right? But it's really good. Really good. Then you boil it. Do we have a finished one? Like on the thing? All right. Alright, yeah. I have it over here. Alright, but you can take out the artichoke now. Alright, here it is. So look, it goes like this. So this one is hot. Ooh. Then you pull it off. You see that? this part of the leaf right there is what you eat, right? But that's not the only thing that you eat. So I'll just show you how to do it. You just take it, you put your teeth like this.
Earth,
yeah. It tastes like broccoli. It doesn't have any special super taste. So you take that. You can take that cheese that we made. You can dip it in the cheese. Well, this is really hard. If you can eat it, thumbs up. But it's really hard. And then I'm going to get to the core of it. Yep. But here's what we're going to do. All right, you ready? Right here is the heart. Let me see that. You can even take some Earth Balance. You know, you can dip it in the Earth Balance when you melt a little bit. Right here is where the heart is. That's at least $1.50, $2 right there. So don't throw that away. This is where, this is what you get to when you eat. Let me show you. What's the artichoke can? Artichoke can. It was with the Walmart stuff. Alright, I don't know. Anyway, real quick. You can do this, which is cool. Or you can just buy them in a can. It's only like $1.99 and you get several hearts or whatever like this. But if you want to do something cool and relaxing and just hang out on the porch, you can eat these off. In Barcelona, they have a whole festival for these things. They have artichoke butter, artichoke chips, artichoke this, artichoke that. Like, if I had enough money, I'd buy all the artichoke farms because a lot of your multivitamins has artichoke in it. It's called inulin. You'll see it. When you read all those ingredients, you'll see inulin. So this is what you do. You finally get to the heart of it. And you cut the heart and you eat the heart. That's it. Just be careful. Make sure that the leftover one, one time we were doing a presentation, a lady was so excited she ran home and didn't listen to the whole presentation. Some of these have what? Thorns on them. So make sure you move all of it. And she, one got stuck in her throat. Don't worry, she didn't die. She was just going for like a couple of days until it finally passed. So this is your artichoke heart. Beautiful, yeah? All right, any questions? No, just, yeah, just get to the heart. Just get to the heart and give it to the pieces. All right, so let's pass it out. All right, here we are. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to pass out a couple other items. How was the milk and the cereal so far? Yes, yes, we're gonna have them come out. Then what they're going to do is they're going to bring out the plate. We're going to have some chips with some cheese on top. And I usually get in trouble for this, but hey, it is what it is. What I realized is I've been doing cooking class now for the past 15, 17 years. And I do elaborate things and we cook a whole bunch of food and people go home and they don't cook nothing. Right? So I'm like, you know what? I ain't working myself to death no more. I'm going to give you all the basics. Adjust your diets to how you see fit. And I gotta tell you, you have to make the burger the way I make it. But I also realize sometimes we're in a little bind and we're running. Yeah? The number one solution to all of this is adjust your schedule. You can't let society control you. Because society will run you to the ground. And when you get sick, they're going to replace you.
That's right.
They're going to replace you. Some of us die before the flowers even get to the house. So you have to control your society. You have to control the way you do things. The family as well. Yeah, listen up. The families will run you to the ground. And as soon as you're gone, they will replace you. You ever heard? I'm not trying to break up families here. But there's you ever heard stepdad, stepmom, stepfriend? Right? Stepsister, stepbrother. That means some replacement happened, but that's just life. I have some step ones in my family too. So I realized I found these. These are all vegan, plant-based. This is veggie samosa. Huh? Eight of them. Eight veggie samosas for only $1. And when I read the ingredients, it's all pretty good. Just wheat flour, veggie oil, peas, salt, ginger, coriander. Fenugreek. Huh?
What is this?
This is just a samosa.
Oh. What is this?
You're gonna get one. It's just a little ball wrapped up in a little dough, and it has veggies on the inside, flavored veggies. Then we found Golden Crust. We have Golden Crust Jamaican style veggie patties. So these are cool. But again, not every day. Once in the blue, you gotta run. You following me here? It's always better to make your own food. Because anything that has to be mass produced, what do they have to do? They have to increase the preservative. They have to increase the salt, the sodium. Okay? But once in the blue, it'll be okay. And you can try it. So I got these so people found that they were helpful. And again, these are not everyday things. If you have to do it maybe once a week or something like that, that's A-okay. These are all at Dollar Tree. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Ladies. We're going to pass it out. Any questions as you get the last one here? So now that's going to come out right now. And then you have that there. Here's what we do. Because I know once everybody gets food, they're not going to listen anymore. So what we're doing is we'll wrap up. You'll get that. If you have any questions and stuff like that, feel free to come see us after. We're making these available. If anybody wants to start on the 24 days and develop healthy habits, it's about $140. You get $40 off, so it's only $99 for the set. If you're interested in any of our other resources, the healthy body, the positive mind, or if you want to learn how to become a vegan and raw food chef, we have the full training program there. And last but not least, I believe the most important part of our health walk is our spiritual walk. And so Nadine does a special program. She wrote 3 books and the DVDs on prayer. What does it say? It says the prayer of faith shall save the what? Shall save the sick. So these are some of the resources that we have here. So here it is. The food will be coming out. If you have any questions, feel free to come up. If you needed to break it in half or something like that, you didn't have everything today, we'll just have you fill out a receipt. You could get your package today, and you could pay for it later. All right? So, all right, Karen, I think we have, I think they have, you have adults or?
For the kids right here.
We have the for the kids.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. All right. Here you go, man.
I have a recipe my sister gave me for oat burgers. They are good.
Oat burgers are fantastic. I mean, there's so many different things that.
Thank you for your cheer.
So, we had a hard time finding anything for her. Karen, what is it? We need to get some burger.
All right. If anybody has any nut, if you have an allergy to cashew or something like that, you may have to hold off on the cheese. But what you have is the nachos and stuff. Yes, you have a hand? Question? Artichoke. I think it's on your plate. You have the heart. Where's the leaves?
I just want to taste
one of those leaves.
Yeah, take one of the leaves. Take the brown leaf. Those have been cooked. Yeah, take right there. Anybody else want to try a leaf on how to extract it? What I do sometimes, I actually just chew the whole leaf. Chew it till I get everything out of it, and then the roughage, I just throw it away. Can you so make sure that they got in the back here? Okay. Did you?
She loves them.
What was that?
Good. What kind of chips are
they? Oh, those are just nacho chips. Yeah, so you can put it on bread. You can do different items. We just, or if you didn't want to do that, you can take a couple of artichoke leaves to taste the cheese.
Come get your
cheese. Cool. Anybody hasn't been served?
What?
Samuel hasn't been served.
Okay. You can share mine.
Samuel, anybody else? James? Anybody else? How'd they skip you? All right, real quick, please. I know these books are good, but if you put them on the books and they fall on the books, it's yours. Amen. So just don't end up with no cheese and sauce and stuff on the packages. You can put them on the table. Wow, look at her. She's going in on them.
She loves it.
Look at her, she's dancing. That's how you know when it's good. She dancing, look at her. Also, let me throw this out there. I also found this as well. Gnocchi. It's basically potatoes. It's potatoes. You can do it yourself at home. I found them for $1 too. Now, I know, right? Now, real quick. Again, always eat your ingredients and make sure you don't want to eat everything that has been made in somewhere. It's always better to have it fresh. So, in worst case scenario, we'll do this, but in general, we always make sure we buy our potatoes and just make potatoes. Okay?
Samosas
are pretty tasty as well. Oh, wow, I haven't tried that one, but... All right. Any questions? Is the food okay? All right. Excellent. Yes. Question over here. We have several. So you'll see on the DVD, you have in a book as well, but it's different variations. So the one that I share with you is just the one that gives you a little more bang to it. So all that is what, 2 cups of. 2 cups of cashews, 1/3 cup of nutritional yeast flakes, 1/4 cup of bell peppers, 1/4 cup of lemon juice, onion powder, garlic powder, and paprika and salt. What I need is, James, do we have everybody's email here? Has anybody registered? Put your emails in. Yeah? We're going to send you a link with some of our... updated presentations as well. And last but not least, the papers, the menu planners. Okay. Look at my menu planners. All right, yeah, this passes out. Just a little. All right. So what we do, we'll pass out the menu planners as we close. Any questions? Was the information helpful?
Yes.
Yes.
The food tasty? Was it okay?
Very.
Does anybody not like it so I can have some? All right. If not, make sure if you wanted to get your starter kit, you can do so. If you needed to break it into payment, you just fill out this form right here. Anyway, please let the pastor know, James know, all of those know that you appreciate. How many of us would like to have a program like this for the whole week? Yeah, we'll cover different ailments, high blood pressure one night, diabetes another night, and we'll go over what we can do for each of the specific problems that we have. Yes, question, Sister White. Sleep? Yes, there's a whole chapter on sleep. There's a whole chapter on sleep and a presentation on it as well. So you'll see that on the first DVD and in the first book. And on the DVD talking about how to keep the brain young is a presentation on the importance of the sleep as well and how we can achieve better sleep. Brother Bose, you had a question? Oh, I saw him raise his hand. I thought y'all giving each other a high five. All right, I guess I have nobody's attention now. May y'all have a wonderful day, and we're here. James?
All right, so is everybody blessed?
Yes.
Yes, is everybody full?
Yes.
Who wants more? Fortunately, we do not have more. But we just want to say thank you to Brother Nice and Sister Nadine for coming out here. And let's go ahead and give them a round of applause.